Well, I don't remember, but I just love a basketball game, but I don't know what they call that.
Yeah, they're fun, aren't they?
No, I'd rather see a basketball game than a football game any day.
You know, I've only been to one basketball game in the 5 years I've been at Stillwater.
When my children were here, we used to always go in when they went to school there.
Did your boys play?
No, they didn't play. But what fun we had when they played A&M.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had their old cowbells down there, and we beat them that time. We was real happy over there.
Well, you know, I think...
But they got so now, they beat us in everything.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, they do. But we don't have a good basketball team, or... I love to see wrestling games, too.
Oh, boy, I've never been to one of those.
Oh, I just love them.
Oh, you got some Cracker Jack wrestlers.
Yeah. My grandson was a wrestler at Midwest City. He was sure good.
Oh.
It wasn't anything for him to pin a bar. He couldn't move.
And that's pretty exciting to a kid when he gets out there.
Yeah.
What do you call that game where people walk around with a bag of clubs and hit a little white ball?
You mean golf?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's fun too.
You play that, or
no,
have you played it?
No, I haven't played that, but my little granddaughter at Houston, she'll sit there at that television, that six-year-old, and watch that game from start to finish when they're playing. And one day, they gave a man $10,000 and said he had made a hole in one. I said, Janice, what do they mean by hole in one? My grandma, that's when he struck the ball one time, went clear across and landed in a hole. That's a hole in one. But she really, her father plays, you know, and she understands it.
Uh-huh. That's a good trick. I was reading in the paper where some 15-year-old kid in Pennsylvania made three holes in one round.
Well, I'd say.
Boy.
Get $10,000 in that game, that tournament they played.
Oh, my.
She was real happy. She was pulling for one certain man, for Palmer. Or Ford, I don't know which one it was. She was pulling for him. She just wouldn't quit until that game was over.
If we were going to carry something, oh, let's say we were going to carry this table, you want me to put my hands under it and lift, what would you tell me to do?
Take a hold of it.
Uh-huh. And then when we got where we wanted to go, and we'd set it down, then what would you tell me to do? Say I still had my hands on it.
Let go.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say we were going to do to that table?
Say carry it.
Uh-huh. Not tote.
No, carry it.
I remember we talked earlier about
not
carry
tote.
And tote.
Tote, uh-huh.
You poke and sack.
Yeah. Just a lot of people would say tote. I don't know. I can't understand why they say tote.
It's a good word. I like it. I don't know where it comes from.
Tote.
But let's tote that over there.
Yeah.
I use it now and then. It's not natural to me.
No.
If we're going someplace and you start off ahead of me and I say, hey, don't go away, you'd say, well, all right, I'll...
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Wait for me? Wait on me?
No. Wait. No. Wait. I'll wait. Wait
uh-huh.
for you. I'll wait on you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
You just wait.
Just wait, uh-huh.
If a person has tried to do something and it always flubbed it miserably, you say, well, that's all right. Don't feel bad. I'm going to give you... So
the benefit of the doubt?
Well, so he can try it again, you'll...
Give him the benefit of the doubt?
Well, you don't really... You want to find out if he can do it. So you say...
Try again?
Yeah, try again. I'm going to give you another...
Chance?
Uh-huh.
Another chance.
I think sometimes we give people too many chances, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
Some of these people coming out of prison.
Yeah. And then...